Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Bring it up, Jake. Final hour. Power hour. You better you bet on the BetQL Network. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here with you. Jake the Snake's baseball bets are coming up this hour, but it's big ass power hour. Without further ado, let's continue on with our picks for week three NFL Sunday, in which I have a bet on basically every game. We continue now, Ken. Kansas City and the Colts in Indianapolis. By the way, our show sponsor is BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com and download the awesome BetMGM app. That's where you should be placing your bets. You get BetMGM rewards points. I don't know why you wouldn't do it. Kansas City laying 5.5 on the road at the Colts. The total here is 50.5. Indianapolis, of course, coming off the embarrassing 24-0 shutout loss last week in Duval against the Jacksonville Jaguars, while the Kansas City Chiefs look like world beaters. 2-0. It took down the Chargers last week. Mahomes is an MVP candidate again here. Matt Ryan looks like a shell of himself. And maybe we'll get Indianapolis in this game. Injury information, because we do have some stuff to get into here. Harrison Butker is not going to kick again for the Chiefs. That means it'll be Matt Amendola once again as the place kicker for Andy Reid's team. For Indianapolis, Shaq Leonard is not going to play in this game, which is like incredible to me since he's been practicing for 3 weeks straight, basically not playing in this game. He must really not be good to go if they're not playing him at 0-1-1 here taking on Kansas City. Yannick Ngakoue is questionable for the Indianapolis Colts. Michael Pittman is going to play though, and Indianapolis needs that. Alec Pierce also going to play for the Colts in the wide receiving group. They were down both Pittman and Pierce last week. Ashton Doolin operating as the one. That's not good for anyone except for the team playing the Indianapolis Colts. So Indy will get Michael Pittman back in the lineup this week. Ken, what do you got here? Kansas City laying 5.5 at the road at Indy and the total sitting at 50.5.
Yeah, we're going to get the second game out of the way in the games we talked about early in the week. The big moves segment, basically. So Cincinnati and the Jets, that was a game that I bet early in the week. We talked about all of Monday's show and it moved and now I don't have a bet in the game. And this was the other one. And we talked about it a lot on Monday. It just seemed like an overreaction. There were sevens available for about 24 hours at open for Indianapolis. There were 6.5s on the board a lot on Monday when we did the show. Those are all gone. The consensus number is Chiefs 5 or 5.5. And I have Colts +7 and there's not really anything that I would do here. And it's like amazing that Leonard's not playing and the market's staying the same because we think Pittman's going to play. And that's probably more of a spread impact injury, I guess, than Leonard. We're just in a range now and we've gotten an injury report where I would never show up and bet this game right now. So just if you're listening to this and you're like, what would Ken do with these numbers? Absolutely nothing would be the right answer to that question. Even with Leonard not playing, 6 would be a really, I guess I would have like a half unit on the Colts at 6. If Pittman played, I guess that would probably be the right way to look at it. But that's,
and like, and to be fair, Frank Reich did say that Michael Pittman's good to go.
Right. So I think that's how I would approach it on Sunday. If we end up getting like Chiefs money, push this up to 6 -110, Colts for something would be valuable, I think. But at the current numbers, I think we're kind of about where we're supposed to be, honestly, kind of that no man's land between 4 and 6. And because of that, I don't think there'd be a bet right now with these numbers.
Yeah, Michael Pittman, by the way, a full practice today for Indianapolis, not even listed on the injury report. He's going to play coming up on Sunday. I agree with Ken. I think you need at least 6 to even consider Indianapolis here. Maybe you get it, honestly, with Shaq Leonard not going to play in this game. I just feel really comfortable with our bet of 7. I don't think that's ever coming back. So I honestly feel like the advice is I don't know. Let's bet some props on just, in this game. You know,
yeah. And just to give you, just to give like one thing on this game, just because I know how people feel about this game, because we said we like the Colts and like people are like, you're crazy. Basically, like they look terrible early in an NFL season. We like to look at the, just the first game and be like, okay, that's what that team is. Like, that's what that team is. I'm going to take that into every game the rest of the season. I've seen it once. That means I know what they are. And if we just look at two examples from week one, everybody thought the Cardinals were completely doomed. Then they came back from 23-0 and they beat the Raiders. Everyone thought the Jets were completely doomed. They beat the Browns outright. Those were two teams that lost very badly against the spread in week one. We thought they knew, everybody thought they knew what those teams were, and everyone was wrong. Not that those teams always have to cover, just like they become a good look early in the year. Late in the year, we do know that the teams are bad. Those are not play-ons. But early in the year, we still don't know. And that was the Colts last week, and they lost 24-0 to Jacksonville. So you probably think you know what the Colts are. Realistically, they're probably still about a 500 team that's going to win the division. They're probably still a 500 team, and they're going to win the division. That's actually realistically what they are. That means they probably can't be a big number in this game, but 5.5 is okay.
That's not that's true life, right? You think you know, but you have no idea.
You think you know, but you have no idea. Yeah, true life. I bet the Colts plus 7. It's going to be an hour-long special about how miserable this is going to be. Yeah.
It's a true life. I bet the National Football League. You think you know,
right?
But you have no
true
idea.
True life, the knife edge. Yeah.
Yeah, that is definitely true life. That is Kansas City and Indianapolis. Again, if you're here for the props, Prop King gives them out on Sunday, both the solo show on WFAN in New York, 8:30 to 9 a.m. Eastern on Sundays, and then nationally with Ken, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Ken, let's go to the Music City, where the horrendous Tennessee Titans, I guess the Raiders aren't great either, Tennessee, a 2.5-point home dog at 0-2.
By the way. These teams are awful.
They're not great.
They could still be good.
0-2 Raiders.
Just bad so far.
Now, Baldy said if there was, and like, what was the turn of phrase he used? Like, one team to like climb out of the crypt or something? Like,
out of the crypt. Of the he definitely said crypt. So we're in the crypt and we're trying to get out of the crypt, basically.
Yes, both the teams are in the crypt right now, which you don't want to be 2 weeks into the season. It's the 0-2 Raiders, a 2.5-point road favorite at the 0-2 Tennessee Titans. For what it's worth, it looks like this is going to come down to two, whatever. 2+2.5 -115 for Tennessee at our show sponsor, BetMGM. The total in this game sitting at 45.5. Just to have some injury stuff that's noteworthy here. Hunter Renfrow is not going to play in this game for the Raiders. Josh Jacobs is questionable, which doesn't matter. Like, he doesn't move the spread at all. But, like, for fantasy purposes, anytime touchdown purposes, that is something that will have an impact on the game, which we will discuss coming up on Sunday. And for Tennessee, Taylor Lewan is out for this game, and Bud Dupree is out for this game. One of their best pass rushers and arguably their best offensive linemen, both out here. Bad news for a Titans team. I mean, kind of feels like the season might already be circling the drain here, Ken. What have you got, if anything, the Raiders laying 2 or 2.5 on the road at the Titans?
Well, I'm making that Dupree injury even worse. Harold Landry got hurt in the preseason and is out for the season. So, like, your two projected, like, highest, you know, value edge rushers, basically, both not going to play in this game. But I hear you give that injury report, and I'm just like, oh, man, if it sits 3, do I really want to bet Tennessee? I think I do. I mean, that's going to be my analysis here. My number is Vegas by 1. If you get the key number of 3 with Tennessee, I don't think we're going to get it. You're correct in your kind of analysis of the board between 2 and 2.5, nowhere close to 3 right now anywhere. If we got it on Sunday, Tennessee plus 3 would be a bet for me. Two pretty terrible teams. Vegas probably should be a small favorite. If you got a key number, I'd bet it. Teasers on Tennessee are not something I put in, but are interesting to consider. It's a low total game, 2-8. Raiders don't have Renfrow. Are they really going to win by margin? I know Tennessee's been hideous, and part of that was Buffalo's really good. I haven't put the Tennessee teaser legs in yet, but technically they probably should be as good of a bet as Carolina or New England in an identical situation.
Ken, you talk about sometimes, like, when you make your ratings, right, or make your numbers, like, putting your finger on the scale a little bit, like, injecting your opinion into the proceedings a little bit. I try not to do that. I feel like I do it like a good amount, not like a tremendous.
You do it and you say you do it though. Like, you say that you do it, so it's okay. It's like very transparent. You say it all the time.
But it's never like extended, right? It's never gonna be like a 4-point move. It's like, I just, you know, maybe.
Well, complete that thought though. So you think Vegas should be 3 in the game? Is that kind of where you're going here?
I think Vegas should be 3.5 in the game. I think they should be more than 3. I guess not, because I guess if it were 3.5, I wouldn't bet it. I guess 3 is the right number in the game.
I don't know if 3 is the right number. I don't know. This game is very interesting.
I could be wrong.
There's like 3 of these games, bad team games,
And can I say this also, like, I say this a lot on the show, and I think this is worth saying here because, like, I've started, like, making my own numbers for football games at the end of last season, doing it this season. If you're out there listening and you're like, Nick and Ken kind of have a difference on this game, I'm being honest with you. Like, I would take Ken's side instead of mine. He's been doing this for longer than me. He's better at it than I am. So it doesn't mean that I'm definitely going to lose. Just that, like, I think that over the balance of time, if Ken and I are going to go mano-a-mano on our spreads for games, I think taking Ken's side is probably going to be the more profitable option. Just being honest.
Well, what number do you have Vegas at? You bet this game already, right?
I bet Vegas -2.
Okay. I mean, I like Tennessee only if it gets to 3. We're not even really on opposite sides of this. 3 is the most key number there is. We're both kind of in an in-between spot, to be honest. We are not oppo on this game, like, at all. I have put a dime on Tennessee yet. I probably won't because I don't think it's going to get to 3. I think if it got to 3, I would not be the only one very interested. Tennessee is a home dog +3 against this team. I mean, I think they might be brutal.
And look, this is not me saying.
Oh, I think both teams might be brutal.
That's not valuable.
I think you're totally right.
I don't think the Raiders are brutal. I think Tennessee's brutal. I could be wrong. This is my opinion. What the hell? But my opinion could be worth nothing. Well, it's worth what I'm betting on it, I guess, right?
It might be worth nothing. Let's see how the bets go on Sunday.
So I'm laid. Anything below 3 for me is a bet on the Raiders. I laid 2. Ken's telling you that if he gets a 3, he'd consider betting Tennessee. Ken also considering teasers with the Titans. I think the Raiders might win this game going. I think this could be like the nail in the coffin for the 2022 Tennessee Titans. You better you bet. Nick and Ken, Phenomenal Football Friday. All our bets here for Week 3 NFL Sunday. Let's go from the AFC to the NFC East, where the Philadelphia Eagles, the bell of the sports betting ball as it concerns the National Football League. Philly 2-0. Ken's telling you yesterday on the show, ran his new projections for the season. Philly's going to win maybe 13 games, going to be favored in a lot of games this year. Sirianni maybe up there in the coach of the year rankings here.
Shoot
Jalen
me, by
Hurts,
the way. Kill me on all this stuff. Just shoot me on all this stuff, yeah.
Like that wedding singer. When Adam Sandler goes, why don't you just kill me?
that's how I feel. Carolina over and Philly under. God, Carolina's really going to lose both those games. I mean, just unbelievable.
Are you a Nine Inch Nails fan?
I mean, ish. You know, like I think I own. What was the really good album?
Pretty Hate Machine, forever ago. Downward Spiral.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I think I had Downward Spiral. I think I had that one.
They have a song called Eraser, which at the end of the song, it's Trent Reznor yelling "Kill me" like for 40 seconds straight. That's what they think sometimes.
I'll throw it on the iPhone very soon.
So maybe that's how we feel about the some of these Eagles futures bets that we placed prior to the season. But maybe we can make some money betting on, or maybe Ken, against Philadelphia this week, where the Eagles 6.5-point favorites in our nation's capital at their old friend Carson Wentz and the Commanders. Total in this game at our show sponsor BetMGM, 47.5. What do you got here, Philly and Washington?
I know this market probably feels like a really big overreaction to Monday night, and it is a little bit, but not a lot, honestly. I don't see a lot of that in this. I just think Philadelphia's rating is really good. They've closed almost a field goal against Minnesota, who's like a playoff team this year, probably, to be perfectly honest. Closed a big number at Detroit. I mean, here we already have common opponents, honestly, between the team. Like Philly played at Detroit, Philly played at Washington. Those two teams played each other, and the game was basically like a pick. So, like, is there a big difference? So Philly should probably be about this margin in this game. My number is like 6, basically. So small number edge toward Washington. The 6.5s are even juiced toward Washington almost everywhere right now. So nothing really to do in the game. I know 7 was a conversation early this week. I think you ended up with a 7. If we got a 7 between now and Sunday, just to give advice to people who are listening, 7 would absolutely be a bet on Washington in this game. Like, that's probably what I would need.
And
to
they
bet
get
it,
bet every game day, right? Me. They get bet every game day. You would think that a 7 would
So we talked about this, right? And you were like, I bet Washington. And I was like, I'm going to wait. And you're like, oh, right, Philly takes money every game day. I think we're going to get it again. I think so. But it's also a very, very key number, and I don't know if it's going to last if it hits that, even though Philly takes money every game day. So hopefully Sunday, the same thing that happens every week happens, and Philadelphia takes money literally for 2 consecutive years. Every week this has happened. If you end up getting a 7, even 7 minus 15 is going to be worth something, I think, versus my number in this game. That would be a bet on Washington. Otherwise, nothing for me in the game.
Yeah, I'm on Washington plus 7. If that appears, I think that's a bet. We'll talk about this more coming up on Sunday. Let's see if we can fit one more game in here. I think we probably can, because I don't think either of us have bet it. That may be the only time I get to say that this weekend, talking about games in the NFL. And that is the Bears hosting the Texans. Chicago is 3 plus 100. So Chicago, a three-point favorite, even money at BetMGM. The Texans plus 3 minus 115. So Houston at Chicago. The Bears, the cheapest minus 3 you could possibly imagine. Total here is 39. Anything for you here, Ken, with the Bears and the Texans? I think you might be interested in Houston at this number. Am I right?
I actually hate this game. I haven't bet anything yet. Number says that at 3 minus 110, should bet Houston, make the game a little less than that. We don't have it on the board right now, but like maybe that's a Sunday conversation. I said that on Monday also, that I would consider Houston at that number. Just something to keep in mind too, when bad teams, like low rated teams early in the year, play each other, typically the market does a really bad job of evaluating who is the good team and who is the bad team, because both are so brutal. We have a few games like that. You could argue Seattle, Atlanta also fits that description this week. It's kind of funny. They're actually both taking place on the same week. Typically the dog can be valued, especially if it's 3 in those kind of a games. Market just does a bet. Like, we don't know what the bottom is for either team yet. Yeah. Like, since Chicago had a fluky week, one went in a rainstorm, like, so what? So just something to keep in mind with this game. I think I'm supposed to bet Houston, but every time I actually think about the game, I'm just like, God, that seems short. Houston's played two games where they've just been expected to keep it close. That's all that was required, Indianapolis and Denver, and that's not what this is. They have to win this, basically, for you to win your bet, and that's a lot different expectation-wise. I don't actually think I'm going to have a bet on this game. For what it's worth, my number says 3 minus 110, which doesn't exist right now, should be a bet on Houston, for whatever that's worth.
I think it'd be like Bears or nothing for me. I guess like 3.5, which is never going to happen.
I think it's nothing or nothing. I think it's like nothing or nothing.
Yeah. I wonder if the Bears are actually going to attempt the forward pass in this game. I think that's going to be really interesting. Will Chicago try passing the ball in this game with Justin Fields, considering they haven't tried that in either of the first two games thus far this season? So a pass for me and a pass for Ken right now on the Bears and the Texans. On the other side, we will talk about all the line movement with the Chargers and the Jags and what we're looking to do in between now and Sunday. Bucks, Packers, Seahawks, Falcons, and more.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.